Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Nate Taylor over at The Athletic. He's been covering the team at the facility. Nate, I guess I don't really care if it's Schrader or Wright. It's a backup kicker. Am I supposed to be like,
what?
Oh, no. It's a different backup kicker? I don't know. I mean, you know. It's fine.
Look, every hey, man, all the details matter. Every piece of this matters, Cody, of course. I mean, what terrible news for Spencer Schrader,
who
I guess.
Yeah,
you know, suffered an injury. I guess doing a workout, just doing a little little lift. Matthew Wright, God knows where he was, is here today. DJ Humphrey, God knows where he was, he's here today. Some dude I've never seen before is here today. Don't know his name. It's too much. Fellas, there's entirely too much going on. But this really puts the exclamation mark, the punctuation, I would say, on just the injury bug absolutely trying to overtake this team as they try to do an unprecedented thing in the 105 years of the NFL, which is, you know, win straight Super Bowl. So with all this information, a little bit of which that I just put out on Twitter, because the team has finally, like, gotten through all the roster mechanisms and transactional stuff, because they have to do that before they practice today. Okay, so now, with all of this in mind, guys are coming back. I'm at the point now where I'm like, how many guys are legitimately going to play a snap in the 2024 season, fellas? It might be the most since I've ever covered this team in, 2017, 2018? It's wild. It's absolutely wild. But hey, they're gonna play on Friday with a new kicker, with a tight end we may have never heard of before. Or Carson Steele's gonna play tight end. Who the hell knows?
That's fine. I'm open to that, I guess, at least from this perspective. But also, like, I understand that, but this is also what's kind of offensive about the way the NFL does these awards. Do we just ignore circumstance? Like, circumstance means nothing for NFL Coach of the Year. It's only expectation versus what took place. Shouldn't circumstance play some factor? He's down like 15 or 20 players at this point.
They have a full practice squad of injuries. Full. Like, they could put out another lineup of injuries. my belief is this. If there was ever a time, since we've known Andy Reid to be Andy Reid, if there was ever a time to really consider him for the award, it would be this year. And I think it kind of hinges on the fact, can you get these guys to the finish line? Which, in my opinion, is Christmas Day against the Pittsburgh Steelers. If you win that game, that will pretty much all but assure the one seed. And if he gets this particular Chiefs team to the one seed with as many in and out substitutions, holy smokes, wasn't Juju supposed to be part of the game plan? Yeah, he's done. Patrick's like, it's the first quarter. Yeah, he's cooked. He can't play. Yeah. You're going to be targeting Noah Gray against the San Francisco 49ers. Okay, cool. Hey, did I just injure my best receiver? Yeah, man, his knee's gone. It's completely blown up. What? Hey, Patrick, what do you want to run on this next drive in the second quarter? With all that to be said, if they get the one seed after all of this with their third kicker, that goes to coaching. And Andy always says you coach the coaches so that the coaches can better coach the players. How can he not win the award? But I understand Dan Campbell exists, and people love Dan Campbell. Even I love Dan Campbell. But you might not get the one seed if the Chiefs get the one seed and the Lions maybe falter. And maybe they get supplanted by the Eagles for the one seed in the NFC. How could you not give him this award?
Is there a world in which the hey, Nate, longtime listener, first time caller.
Briscoe's a co-host today, just to make this clear. He's not like a second guest at the same time.
Oh, that would have been pretty fun. I mean,
that would have been great.
Cody,
two
Cody,
guests at the same time. Hey, this one's for you. First part, second, if you don't mind.
Cody, I wish you were a Northern Midwesterner lawyer, but since you're not, we'll just do this show instead.
I like Joe's, if that counts.
It definitely makes us all more comfortable here. Is there a solution with the deep ball returning that might be the thing we need to make the Andy Reid Coach of the Year campaign happen? Because I feel like that's the other issue that's getting in the way. We talked about this last night on the humbly named Josh Briscoe show, where I had to do a thing where I was like grading the Chiefs coaching staff. And I think people are deeply frustrated with what the Chiefs offense has been, but it's because they've lost all of their players, as you just laid out. The only guy on this team who I think has been legitimately completely healthy and playing a full workload this year is 35-year-old Travis Kelce.
Yes. Yeah, I saw your tweet. It was just like, guys, this wasn't the plan. No. Like, at no point was this the plan, but it's happening. Which, again, is a credit to Travis, because you could tell that he's like, can I just preserve my body till January? And they're like, hey, man, we need another route. And he's like, come on. So this is a great point, because it really does hinge on Xavier Worthy. And there were a couple times where I thought maybe Patrick could try him in a one-on-one deep ball situation against the Panthers. But, you know, I understand. They still scored 30 points. It's not like they were terrible. Again, the same issue remains the same. And I saw DJ Humphries today, guys. I saw him with my own eyes, and I said, oh, yeah, that's right. That was Friday. Yeah. That was Friday. A lot of moving parts, but for the coaching staff and for the quarterback and to some degree the receiver, because he is so inexperienced and this is, you know, everything's new to him. So, you're not relying on, like, a fifth-year veteran and they're just not connecting. Like, there's something to be said about a rookie who needs to get on the same page with the quarterback, and the quarterback who honestly hasn't thrown to a guy this fast since Tyreek Hill was, you know, like in his prime. So, okay, we've got the right coverage. We've got the right personnel. We got them, kids. All we got to do is play fake, make the defense think one thing, we'll go over the top. Oh my God, why is he right next to me?
Yeah.
What? Oh my God, wasn't he supposed to be blocked? What? Like, like, it is amazing that on a down to down basis, and when I say down to down, I mean a true passing down. There is no illusion of running the football on third down, or hey, maybe it's a first down call, and the defense kind of knows we want to take a shot, because like every team would want to take a shot on first down.
Nate,
what kind of protection am I getting? Is one like one year's playing through so much pain, guys? It's absurd, and he's battling through it, and you can tell because the Panthers realize in the second quarter, well, if we just use speed rushes, we can just get by him, because you know this whole knee thing is like bothering his footwork or bothering his technique or like the fact that he can't do it consistently over and over. And with Juwan Taylor, it's I can go out and in, or I can also try to go around, and I'm just Jadeveon Clowney. I'm like actually good, you know. I'm not just some regular dude, like. I'm a good guy on a terrible roster. So if Patrick doesn't know what he's going to get down to down, how the coaching staff knows what they're going to get down to down? And so you know what we should do? We should just incorporate another new guy into the mix, you know, as we try to get the one seed in 2 weeks from now with DJ Humphries.
When you look at, I guess here's the question I have as it relates to the other side of the ball. The defense, which has actually been the unit declining versus the other side where I think the offense has been getting better. I ask myself this sincerely because I think it's kind of a difficult answer. Why is a defensive line unit with the identical players from the previous 2 years who were third in sacks 2 years ago, second in sacks last year, 26th this year, Nate? Ooh. I'm not even kidding. Dana, Chris Jones, George Karloftis, Turk Wharton, Felix Anudike Uzama. These are the same players, Nate. Why are they so much worse?
I think it's a couple things. Chris Jones is playing more snaps than he needs to, but that's out of a necessity because he has to be on the field to legitimize anything you have from a pass rushing standpoint, to at least get a one-on-one for somebody or to set up a blitz if that's what you want to do. So again, I haven't looked at the numbers because obviously they changed it Sunday, but I mean, Chris Jones is close to like 80% of the snaps. I don't know if Josh can look that up really quick. He needs to be down to like He needs to be down to like 65, 70%, but he has to be on the field for anything, right? Tershawn Wharton had a great start to the season. He has kind of tapered off. George Karlaftis has been very like hit or miss. It's weird. Like, he should be better than this, but also like it's somewhat explainable because, you know, he doesn't have like a myriad of push rushy moves, and he's also not the most explosive. So he's someone who helps collapse the pockets, which again, the Chiefs have done pretty well because they continue to get, you know, pretty good pressure numbers if you look at it from just a data standpoint that doesn't involve sacks. Mike Dana, I think, is the biggest issue. The fact that he has not been healthy this season and that his production, him being sort of the third guy in the waiting of Charles Omenihue, it has just not gone as well as you would hope. So it was nice that he got a sack because Chris Jones was literally destroying worlds. And finally, Mike Dana won his one-on-one. Congratulations to him. He gets a sack and he gets the forced fumble. It's unfortunate that they didn't pick up that ball. But here's the issue. Spags is now having to blitz out of necessity instead of luxury. And because you don't have Legarius Sneed just absolutely assaulting guys at the line of scrimmage, and you don't have Trip McDuffie, you know, from the slot position, sort of being a shadow for any receiver who wants to run out of the slot, you can't get cover sacks now. So it's a combination of things, but Chris Jones needs to be playing less instead of more. Mike Dana, you hope this is the start of a new trend because he's getting a little healthier in the second half of the season. And Nazi Johnson is not going to put anybody in handcuffs. So it kind of means you have to blitz more than you probably want, or you're not in an advantageous situation where it's third and eight and you're like, man, if we just cover this one part of the field and we blitz, quarterback has no solutions. Right now, even Bryce Young's like, hey, dog, just run it out. Well, who is it? It don't matter. Any out. It's an out route. It could be Brian Cook. It could be Justin Reed. It's obviously going to be Tremaine Connor, most likely. Or it could be against Nazi Johnson. Hey, I like the one-on-one matchup. And that's unfortunate, but that's kind of where we are.
Those are not hypotheticals, by the way. They won all four of those. They beat all four of those guys on out routes against the Panthers. Also, Nate, it was 85% of the snaps for Chris Jones.
Oh, my God.
82% on the season, 73% last year.
He took one more snap than George Karlaftis on Sunday.
Jesus. I mean, guys, listen to that. Imagine getting double teamed at largely the highest rate in the league right now because you're so good. You cannot get one-on-ones. Even when you get one-on-ones, that sort of makes the interior of the defensive line work. So you can't even go outside as much as you would like. Now do it over and over and over again for 80% of the snaps, man. This is an issue of injuries. The Chiefs literally just cut Cameron Thomas today.
Saw that.
That didn't work. Work out, kids. Hey, Josh Uche, I would probably play him more snaps, guys, but Steve Spagnuolo's like, look, we have an onboarding process. It takes a while. Okay. Well, Mike Fennell's not a pass rusher. I mean, okay, Tershawn Wharton's right next to me. It's not like I can ask him to play more snaps. He's coming off a freaking ACL, man. They have nobody, which means, hey, dog, you got to play 80% of the snaps, and you got to be dominant. No one outside of Aaron Donald has done this in the last two decades.
Nate.
And it's crazy to me that he's held up this well this late in the season with this much of a burden to get consistent pressure on the quarterback.
Is it Minshew coming back this week?
He wants to. He has made it very clear.
This damn team, man, they slow walk injuries. It drives me nuts. They think someone's just going to, like, fall apart at the seams. Be like, hey, a guy could come back, like, I mean, any second, 1 month later, and then they're another, like.
Here's the medical part that I understand. Why will we play you against Carolina at whatever, noon, our time?
Yeah, that one last week made sense.
Have to fly back, and then, of course, have to play on a shorter rest against the Raiders. Hey, man, if he's ready, roll him out there for 10 snaps. I don't care. Like, you got to start getting some sweat on
it's all
Isaiah
Felix
Pacheco.
And Udike's getting. I mean, he can't get 9 snaps.
It's all Joshua Uche's getting. It's all anyone other than Mike Dana and George Karlaftis are getting.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. So, like, hey, get him 10 to 15 snaps against the Raiders. You get a longer recovery time for the next game against, what is it, the Chargers?
Yep.
So they really should do it this week. I don't know why they wouldn't, other than to just be like, we think we can beat the god-awful Raiders by 3 points without you, which, fair point.
Nate, we're going to play a clip of what Mahomes just said in the postseason, or in the press conference, and I want you to give me your answer to this same question.
Start, bench, cut, turkey, yams, macaroni, and cheese.
Oh,
I mean, I'm cutting turkey. probably the other two I love. I'll probably start macaroni and cheese if it's made the right way, and then bench yams.
First, I don't know what right way of macaroni and cheese. We all have a different debate on that. If it's just general, it doesn't have to be the three that were given there. Of the three, start, bench, and cut. Yes. What are your Thanksgiving choices?
I wish stuffing was substituted for turkey, because I think that would make it a much more entertaining thought process. But hey, shout out to Steve with the question. I know exactly what Patrick's getting at, fellas, when he says make it the right way. Hey,
baked.
I'm Beverly. Sit down. No. Not for you. Not for you. Let grandma handle that, okay?
Yep.
Hey, Aunt Donna, stop it. Get away from the pan, okay? Let grandma handle this.
You said like heavy cream and a little bit of char on top. This is what it sounds like to me.
Hey, this is no time to experiment in the red zone, okay? Get the ball into the end zone, grandma. Okay?
I need a recipe older than me.
Yes, exactly. And I know comedians have made this joke, so I'm just mostly replicating this. I'm not saying this. You got a little jiggle in your arms? Okay, then you've been through the wars. Okay, let's go. Mm-hmm. Let's roll, all right? Now, here's my answer, okay? It depends on the day. Right now, I've had very little coffee, which means I probably need yams. So I'm going to say yams, mac and cheese, then turkey. Mm. Now, you can catch me on another day, and I might say, hey, man, is pepper and salt on the table? Because if it is, give me the mac and cheese of grandma making it, okay? Now, look, I love yams just like everybody else, but I think Patrick's getting to a cultural thing here. And again, I think it was Blair Kirchhoff who said, sir, what do you mean if it's cooked the right way? And what a follow-up. What a follow-up. And Patrick's like, I am biracial. I cannot go further. And I was just like, nah, man, you can go further. You can always go further.
Real quick, are yams a cultural thing too? Because that's not something commonly served at the Tap household.
Yeah.
Oh, and so we got stuck with green bean casserole. That slop, I don't even like that dish.
Oh my god, get it out of my face.
Listen, I told Cody I had a take that wasn't going to be popular. Green bean casserole's my one.
Oh, one.
What?
Terrible.
Your one.
My one.
How white are you?
I need grandma's recipe that came off the can 45 years ago. That's my one.
Not me.
Oh my god.
Hey Cody, that's hilarious.
Wow. Oh, good lord. Wow, you're a pale, my friend.
I am.
He wants that cream of mushroom soup.
It tastes wonderful.
It's like the only seasoned thing white people make, Nate. That's what Josh is talking about.
This is what
it was. You know what? For you, fine. Hey, if this is the one time you're going to get casserole this year, I guess. But look.
I'm not making it in June.
Well, this is a casserole king holiday. Let's admit that.
Yeah, this is a casserole holiday.
Yeah.
Yes, it really is. It's a casserole and it's a pie holiday. Get that cake out my face. No cookies, no cinnamon buns. Get them all out my face. Where's the pecan pie? Where's the sweet potato pie? Where's the pumpkin pie? I mean, apple's fine, but like, I can have apple pie any time of the week, Ma. So look, all I'm saying is, within all of this, Patrick, it's okay, man. You got to do both sides, and that's fine. That's beautiful, honestly. That's the American dream, I guess, in a sense, weirdly. Hey, it's okay, man. Just tell us what it is, man. Because you know what? If you're trying a new recipe right now, no. If you're trying to take less cheese out of the mac and cheese, then no. That's not what this is about. And so I just, you know, I understand Patrick is a very savvy human being. But what a great follow-up. And I just wish we would have gotten the truth from him. Because honestly, he's pretty great at being honest. But it's just like, you guys know what I mean. And I was like, Patrick, not everybody knows what you mean. Like, literally, not everybody knows what you mean. Okay, it's okay. But yeah, with candy yams, ladies and gentlemen, what you want is a nice warm smothering of, in any particular order, brown sugar, marshmallows. Hell, put graham crackers in it. I don't care.
Ooh.
Cinnamon has to be the star player, okay? If the yams are the offensive line moving us down the field, we need plenty of skill position players. Like I said, cinnamon, okay? Brown sugar, that's your great tight end. Flexible in any situation, okay? And then you go over the top with marshmallows. It's easy, guys. It's such an easy thing. I would encourage all my white friends to just just, you know, talk to somebody and put it down. You know, try something new that will bring you closer to the warmth that is Thanksgiving.
I have to defend my specific green bean casserole honor with one additional detail. I, of course, am a Midwestern white, but the recipe origins for this green bean casserole, Nate, came from the same place where the Chiefs scout for cornerbacks. Okay, so like, I want you to know that this is not a green bean casserole that came north and fell south. This is a Southern grandma's green bean casserole that I'm looking for here, and I understand now. It's really important that I add that context, but I just have to make sure that the jury has all the details here. That's all.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the reason I said I would include stuffing is because I know y'all know what that is, okay? Mm. Now, if I wanted to go a little bit more blacker, I would say, where the greens at? Where the greens at? You know, now we can go three wide with greens.
Have you had greens before, Briscoe?
Not from the Thanksgiving table as often, though. I think that's...
No, I've had them, just not at... Yeah, it's not a Thanksgiving.
That did not permeate the Briscoe tradition.
So, you know, so a pro style offense, you understand, ladies and gentlemen, includes stuffing. All right. If you want to go a little more RPO, a little more college style, a little more advanced, bring in greens. OK, see what the greens can do on the field.
I just got a text from my mom that says that my grandma's respective recipes are like 70 years old. I'm going back to the sacred text. That's what I want to put out there.
Hey, thank you, Ma. Thank you. OK, you know what? You didn't make that recipe, and now we're good. We're good.
We're good. Hand that down through generations.
Nate, that's right. We appreciate the time, as always. We'll catch up next week.
Yes, sir. Let's see who's on the injury report next week.
Hopefully no one else. My God, I can't take it anymore.
Help me.